Welcome back. You're listening to Eye on the Outdoors award-winning radio show.
Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Theme song from the American Sportsman when outdoor television was outdoor television. Welcome back. This is your handsome but yet humble host, Ray I. Last segment of our show here. Story time is about outdoor television, and I've seen a lot of television over the years. Did my first outdoor television show about 1983. I've been on the Outdoor Channel, Pursuit Channel, TNN. I hosted Cabela's Sportsman's Quest on ESPN2. I hosted Eye on the Outdoors television. I hosted Turkey Revolution, Winchester's Turkey Revolution. Done a lot of television, seen a lot of things over the years, and kind of a pet peeve for me with this outdoor television thing. And we're going to start off this segment with a promo from the American Sportsman on regular broadcast television during primetime. That's how things have changed. Outdoor hunting and outdoor shows are now have to have their own cable networks. This used to be on regular Saturday and Sunday evening television. And then we're going to get into story time. So here we go.
Well, I'm heading out. Don't know exactly where I'll be going, but I have a hunch the fishing's going to be great. Kurt Gowdy, the outdoors is my kind of excitement, and it'll be yours, too, on this year's American Sportsman. You'll see Jimmy Dean riding into the wilds of New Mexico to dart and tag a mountain lion. How about white wing hunting with Bing Crosby and Phil Harris? Light tackle fishing with Ted Williams. A sage-grouse shoot with Dale Robertson and Cale Yarbrough. Rooster fishing with Artie Johnson, and looking for the big daddy of Bahamian angling, a great blue marlin with Cameron Mitchell. Your kind of excitement? Then watch for the American Sportsman on Sunday afternoons right here on ABC.
Next Sunday at 4:30, 3:30 Central Time, 4 o'clock Pacific Time, right here on ABC.
Okay, boys and girls, it's story time with your Uncle Ray. This week's story is today's Hunting Hero television shows. After arriving to the lodge for one of my outdoor media hunts with a large group of outdoor riders, dragging my gear through the lodge, I see several of our guys laughing out loud in front of a big screen television. I see a Texas turkey hunt with a real grand gobbler madly scooping porn from under a large tripod feeder to the beat of reverberating, deafening rock music. After storing my bags and camera gear, I return to the big room. The TV show open comes up with driving music, thunder rolling, lightning flashing, graphics flying across the screen, and then out of the fog walks two camo-clad dudes, all bowed up, arms crossed tightly, and angry camo-painted faces glaring out at us as if they just faced off with someone who stole their girlfriend from the dance. The show announcer's booming voice comes up. He tells the world how great these guys are. All 100 of their titles of self-proclaimed accomplishments. And no fancy editing on this show. No fancy camera work here. No recreations. No cutaways. This is real. As it happens, real hunting with real killers. Our two heroes are now racing down the road in a logo-covered truck with their pictures on the hood. They pass a car with scantily dressed young girls waving at them as they roar by. With gravel flying and dust billowing, they race up to meet the outfitter. Then, with the music building, the show cuts to three hunters stuffed inside a small blind, chirping loudly at what I think is supposed to be turkey calling. Suddenly, one of the camo-clad trio barks, "Take 'em!" A shotgun roars, and the Texas corn-eaten gobbler goes down in a pile of feathers and corn. The scene erupts into wild celebration and victorious laughter as the camera violently jerks in every direction as all rush out of the blind, where host, guide, and cameraman alike dance wildly and then jump into a human pile. Finally settling down behind the now-expired corn-eating turkey, high-fives, back-slapping, and fist-bumping fill the big screen. "Did you see that? Great shot! What a hunt! What a bird! Unbelievable!" are repeated over and over as all of today's outdoor TV phrases resonate from the large speakers as they compliment each other and the unbelievable job of calling they just witnessed. The host pauses and stares into the camera. With tears on his face, he thanks the ranch, the outfitter, the guide, the camo company, the gun company, the blind company, the feeder company, the game call company, the truck company, the ATV company, the ammo company, and their mothers for giving birth to such skilled turkey hunters. Then a shaky handheld camera pulls out slightly to show yet another session of nonstop handshaking and backslapping as a TV hero host throttles the bird in a chokehold, shoving its open cornfield beak and bloody noggin into the camera lens as he stumbles through a weak attempt of the hunt recap with inaudible whispering and a complete annihilation of the English language. All three of our heroes are now babbling nonstop in a futile effort to describe everything the viewer did not see, all while interjecting with, "That's what I'm talking about, what a hunt, and I'll tell you what," over and over again. Now, not that there's anything wrong with showing a little emotion after a successful hunt, and of course, hunters should be proud of their successes. It's all part of the overall hunting achievement. But screaming, "Yes, yes, yes," with clenched teeth, tears on the face, and wild fist pumping into the sky with fake emotion on the edge of lunacy, to me just seems a bit uncalled for. In all my years of hunting from a small boy to today, I don't remember anyone doing end zone Super Bowl dances when they took a wild game animal. Thinking out loud, I say to our guys, what in the world has happened to outdoor television? This show isn't anything like the original American Sportsman television show. Just as next week's preview comes up, with blaring rock and roll music, there's this little black and white spotted Porky the Pig under the same feeder, madly vacuuming up the corn. Same guys, same blind, same time next week. There are just way too many TV shows like this one today. It seems as if TV hunters or hosts only care about themselves. These hosts radiate with, "It's all about me. Look at me." These types have little regard for wildlife and only worry about FaceTime in an egotistical attempt to become a television superstar. While our group discussed the so-called TV show we just witnessed and all agree it's a terrible representative of hunting, a bear hunting archery show comes up with our host setting over a well-worn bear dirt ground opening with 100 pounds of popcorn scattered in a big blue barrels full of pastries and donuts. Rock music comes up as Baby Bear casually strolls into the scene. The little bear walks over to the barrels and with a donut in its mouth sets up on its haunches and stares up at the hunter. With the music reaching its crescendo, our hunting hero center punches Boo Boo with an arrow. The camera zooms in, showing Baby Bear rolling around on the ground, biting at the arrow shaft, and then running in circles with a leg dangling. The camera returns to show our TV star laughing out loud, "That's what I'm talking about, ha ha!" and screaming, "Folks, did you see that? What a hunt! He's a toad! I drilled him with my new double-string, two-tube stabilizer, silent death camo, triple-pulleyed, laser-sighted, self-loading, heat-seeking, backwoods widowmaker, compound tournament-winning bow." As the music drops away, the host brings attention to the painful death cry wailing in the background. All the while, our TV superstar is pumping his fist in the air, followed with high fives with a floating hand from a cameraman, while muttering, "Now that's what I'm talking about." While I'm not opposed to bear hunting, and I certainly understand why bears are hunted over bait, but as a hunter, I'm opposed to the means in which hunts like these are presented on television shows. There's also something very important missing from these shows: the lack or any hint of respect for the animal. There is not a splinter of reverence for a falling animal, something that was instilled within me from the very beginning of my hunting career ever since I was a very small boy. The killing of an animal is such a small part of the hunt, of the total experience. It's the final step in hunting and not the entire story. And it certainly should not be the main focus of any outdoor hunting TV show. We must portray hunting in an honest and ethical way as it happens each and every time we take any game animal. But in some cases, unfortunately, irresponsible producers crank out television shows with little regard of game laws, ethics, moral responsibility. Critters are killed on camera by any means possible. It's a sad fact, but true. The illegal baiting and killing of domesticated tame animals in pens are far more common than most viewers may realize, all justified with the "have to get a kill, have to get a show, and look at me, I'm a superstar." As hunters, all of us have a huge responsibility to demonstrate hunting as it really is, as a crucial wildlife management tool, a wholesome family activity, and a valuable part of our American heritage. We must exemplify the reasons we hunt, not make excuses, but explain through our television programs why the taking of an animal is so much more than just killing. We should be proud of the reasons why we hunt. We should be able to tell the world why we hunt and never make excuses for hunting. It's important that we share what we have learned, teach others how to have respect for wildlife, for hunting, and the great outdoors, to be able to go out and enjoy a good hunt and all the great creatures that God has created. Television is a powerful medium, and those of us that are fortunate enough to have earned the privilege to represent millions of hunters on television, we have that moral responsibility to represent hunting in an honest and ethical manner and with unconditional respect for all of God's creatures. animal rights groups like the People of the Ethical Treatment of Animals, as well as highly motivated, well-funded gun control groups, are all more than happy to utilize bad hunting shows as their means and ways and avenue to ban hunting guns and our way of life. Our hunting fraternity, outdoor television producers, and viewers alike must make a commitment to represent hunting in a positive light, to pass on our hunting heritage, to share with others what we have learned. Television shows are no exception. They represent something that we all love and cherish, and that's our hunting heritage. So it's up to all of us, and we all better do something about this type of totally ridiculous, unrealistic representation of hunting on today's outdoor television shows. Because if we do nothing about it, well-funded, determined, anti-hunting groups will most certainly be happy to do it for us.
And that's story time this week with your Uncle Ray.
Thanks for joining us for Eye on the Outdoors, award-winning radio show.
Ray Eye Radio is brought to you by Mossberg Quality Firearms. Arm yourself at mossberg.com. Indian Creek Shooting Systems, home of the Black Diamond, Wild Turkey, Waterfowl, and Predator Choke Tubes at IndianCreekSS.com. Dove Creek Wagyu Cattle Company, home of the best damn beef jerky at DoveCreekWagyu.com.
Thanks for joining us, and always be a positive role model for hunting, gun ownership, and conservation. We'll see you next time around the campfire. Be safe out there in the woods and on the water. Say goodbye, Peanut.
There ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless.